At this very moment, at the Milwaukee courthouse, an announcement is being made detailing the Van Hollen campaign's action. Spokesman Brian Fraley talked earlier to WPR about what sparked the matter.
A case in 1999 that occurred before J.B. Van Hollen was district attorney, and the lies that the Fall campaign and the group, the Greater Wisconsin Committee, are making regarding that case.
The Greater Wisconsin Committee's ad touches on Stanley Nuwago's murder of Inga Klinger in Bayfield County on February 12, 2000.
A 16-year-old student, raped, stabbed 25 times, left to bleed to death. The convicted killer, a known sexual predator who was free on bond.
Nuwago had been freed on $500 bond back in October 1999, 2 months before Van Hollen became the county's district attorney. Bayfield County Court documents cited by WisPolitics.com say Van Hollen attended a January 14, 2000 status conference on the assault case a month before Nuwago killed Klinger. The ad says Van Hollen never challenged Nuwago's release or revoked his bail. Before the ad's release late last month, Van Hollen's attorneys wrote the Greater Wisconsin Committee, charging the ad was false and defamatory. Today's announcement comes after a WISC-TV poll showing Falk maintaining a 7-point lead over Van Hollen. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.